call it a tumultuous meeting at the Soldotna Sports Center that was very emotional, although it wasn't violent in any stretch of the imagination. It was boisterous.
Kenai set netter Ken Coleman was there the last time the State Board of Fisheries met on the peninsula in 1999. The tumult Coleman talked about is generally regarded as the reason why Upper Cook Inlet finfish meetings continue to be held in Anchorage despite repeated requests to move them. And last year, the board did decide to start moving them on a rotating basis between Anchorage, the peninsula, and the Mat-Su Valley.
It sure seemed to me like the policy that we passed, you know, almost a year ago really solved those things, and that passed 4-2.
That's board member Robert Ruffner of Soldotna. The 4-3 vote on Friday approved moving the 2020 meeting back to Anchorage, leaving some questions about what the policy to rotate meetings will mean now.
The honest answer I have is I don't know. You know, I don't know if what the actions that we took just changed this, the first location, and the policy still stands. You know, it's something that I think we have to talk about again at some point.
The vote to change the meeting location was a surprise. It wasn't on any agenda, but some who pay extra close attention to the goings-on at the Board of Fish did have a little heads-up, like Kenai Mayor Brian Gabriel, who's also a commercial fisherman. He and the city managers from both Kenai and Soldotna hustled up to Anchorage on Friday to find out more, and he says they were told before the board broke for lunch that there wouldn't be a vote that day. Instead, a meeting would be held later by telephone. A public notice period would have given time to submit more comments to the board regarding where the 2020 meeting should be held, but a vote was called for Friday afternoon.
I just still scratch my head about why you would do that. If you have the authority and apparently have the votes, why was there this big push and then, you know, sort of deceitful way of doing it? It was just a head scratcher.
Transparency around this vote is now the major issue. Senators Peter Michicki and Gary Stevens, along with Representatives Gary Canop, Ben Carpenter, and Sarah Vance, all signed on to a letter to Board Chair Reed Morisky that says they feel the public process was circumvented at the meeting last Friday. The letter also highlights Governor Mike Dunleavy's call for more transparency, something Robert Ruffner fully supports in board procedures.
I would like to think that it would be revisited again because it was a deviation from the norm and it was a deviation from the public process. And if we can't just follow basic process, you know, we're in big trouble. You know, I want to be absolutely supportive of the Dunleavy administration and their efforts to restore the public trust.
Public trust is one consideration. Another is economic. It would no doubt be a boost for local businesses to have a few hundred people spend 2 weeks here in the middle of winter to attend the meetings. Mayor Gabriel says he's been lobbying since the 2014 cycle to get the meetings back in Kenai.
And one of the comments I heard was that, well, we want to have it where the most people are affected. And I said, well, every once in a while you should consider the people are affected the most. A lot of their decisions, affect folks on the peninsula.
Statewide finfish and other supplemental issues will be taken up in March. That's when the board had originally planned to reevaluate meeting locations for 2020. Reporting in Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.